Dialogue 15.
I'm so glad you're home for the summer, Kate. I really missed you. Sorry to hear about you and Jason.
Thanks. Sorry I didn't make more time for you last year. I promise to make it up to you this summer. It will be easier now that Jason is out of the picture.
No worries. Besides, if you hadn't gone away to school, I wouldn't have met Rick.
I'm so glad you two hit it off. I didn't see it coming, but he's perfect for you.
So guess what? I have some big news.
Please don't tell me you and Rick are moving in together already.
No, silly. I applied to your university over the summer, and I just got word that I got in. We're going to be study buddies.
Are you serious? I had no idea you were even applying. How did you keep this from me?
I didn't want to tell you in case I didn't get in. My acceptance letter just arrived a few minutes ago. I haven't even told Rick yet.
Speaking of Rick, did he put you up to this? I know it drove him crazy that he only got to see you on the weekends.
Well, he may have had something to do with it. But truthfully, I was inspired by how hard you worked to pull up your marks at the end of the year.
Well, I only just squeaked by. I'm praying my grades will be good enough to change my major for next year.
It's too bad you'll have to start all over again. At least it will be a fresh start.
It was all worth it now that I know what I want to study. Keep your fingers crossed that I get into the marketing program.
It will be like we're both in first year in September. Maybe we can even be roomies.